So God bless you, welcome to Fellowship, and we've just opened up with a word of prayer, and now we're going to do testimonies, and then we're looking forward to a hot teaching by Miss Kim Tor, Mrs. Kim Tor, should I say. Okay, anyone want to share?
Yeah, there was something in our church after Sunday worship. There's a man who comes there because his daughter started to sing in the choir. Well, she's got a sore throat, so she wasn't able to be there, but he came instead. And I started to share a little bit of the word with him, and a little bit of what I know, and he was very encouraged. And he said to me, "What's your favourite book in the Bible?" So I said, "Well," I said, "by Proverbs, then the Psalms, then the Book of Kings, and then Samuel." I think the time I finished, I think I mentioned almost every book in the Bible. But he's very willing to come and learn more, and he seems to be an open-hearted guy. He seems to be a devout man of God. So next time I see him, I shall encourage him and share some testimonies or some of the word with him. So it was a blessing for me, and I think he also was blessed. So, that's why I highlight the week, word-wise.
That's great, Kim. Yeah, so things are rocking and rolling for you down there.
Yeah, we celebrated the 17th of May today. It's the Norwegian holiday, National Day. I was in the church hall, and we shared it with a few friends there. And I just like to hold forth a word, and those who want to listen, that's fine. You know, we hold forth the word, and God gives the increase. That's what it's all about.
That's right. But yeah, we don't do anything in our own effort, or strength, or ability.
No,
definitely not.
That's right.
And
it's a great boost.
That's great, mate.
To be honest, yeah.
I watched a bit of that. What you put, the live link you put on your Facebook.
From Barbara, yeah.
Yeah.
It's direct from Bobby, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, you know, especially for the children.
Yeah.
Or marching.
Yeah. It's nice, and they're just thankful, and they've been liberated. So, which is
that's
really
right.
Good. So God is good in those areas. So,
indeed.
I'll just briefly share now. So we've been learning a lot. And obviously, you know, as we've been doing this faith and confession for quite some time now, and I'm going to stay in that subject, even though I might teach a few different things, I'll incorporate the faith and confession in it, because, you know, in the scriptures it says, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5:21 or 24, it says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And it's just a simple little scripture, but very, very powerful. And we know that, you know, Paul talks about in Timothy, in the latter days, you know, some people shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. You know, that they go from, teacher to teacher, you know, having itching ears, right? And I'm really thinking, for many years now, we've been doing different classes, different things, and listening to different teachings all the time. And we do one class and we go straight on to the next one. And really, it's like going, instead of going from teacher to teacher, it's like going from teaching to teaching. Because God wants us to, you know, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And what we should do when we're learning something, we should prove it to ourselves. And the way we do that is by our own personal study of the scriptures of what we're learning, yeah? So we're checking through, we're making sure that what we're learning is sound doctrine and it agrees with the word of God. And the other thing is that we can prove it to ourselves in the practice of doing those things. And when we practice and apply the word that we're learning, then we're going to get fruit, we're going to get results. Like when we start to pray, we start to get answers to prayer. When we start to practice it, when we start to trust God and look to Him in situations, then we start to see things happen, and then our faith is increasing. And we know that when we pray, God is going to answer our prayer. See what I'm saying? So we know that when we speak in tongues, we're going to be edified and built up, because we see the truths in the Word of God, but we're also practicing it. We've proved that stuff to ourselves. So with this seminar on faith and confession, instead of just moving on to the next teaching or the next subject of teachings, we should really make this our own and prove it to ourselves. So you prove it to yourself by, you have the syllabus that was made available, to really work that syllabus and make it your own, check scriptures, cross-reference things with God, do it with God and ask him to show you, to open it up to you, and then also practice it, practice the confessions. Like, so when you've got a situation coming up, instead of confessing the negatives and the circumstances, we start practicing, you know, saying what God says. We practice believing. And there's a couple of ways to practice believing. Number one, faith comes by hearing the word of God. So we hear that word, and we can either act on that word, and we can or we can confess the word, or we can do both at the same time. We act and confess. So we need to apply the word to get results. In James 1, it talks about, you know, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, and God gives to all men liberally. So if you're lacking wisdom, you can ask God, and he will give you the understanding of what you're asking for. And he's not going to withhold that to you, because you've gone to him, you've desired to him. And it says, but let him ask in faith. In, but, you know, we believe God for these things. We're not wavering, and we're not considering the circumstances. Will God give me wisdom? Will he answer me? Will he come through for me? No, he's going to answer me. And we know from Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So basically, we know that we got what we're praying for, what we're believing for. And we find those promises of God and we claim them, and we have to speak them in our situation. Even if our emotions don't feel like it, even if our circumstances are saying, no, this is not going to work, because we have to reckon that old man dead, and that we're alive unto Christ, that we're not walking by our senses or our feelings or our emotions, but that we're confessing the realities and the truths of the word of God. So we need to prove the word to ourselves, and we do that by, like I said, going to the scriptures ourselves. Can you mute your mic, please, Kim? Kim? Kim Heidi? Yeah, mute your mic, because we can hear you rattling your paper, mate.
Just a fruit.
Yeah, so we just prove the word to ourselves by, you know, going through the scriptures, and if you know, and ask God for the wisdom of the things so that you can see the understanding. And then also, you know, you study it, you can work it yourself, and also by practicing it. So if you want to see results, guys, I really encourage you, whatever you learn in this fellowship, on the blog, or wherever you're learning, is to really, you know, make that your own. And where you're fellowshipping is where God's feeding you. And that's what he wants you to receive and do. And Paul says, the things that you've, you know, learnt of me and received, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, God is with you anyway, but the manifestation of that peace is going to be in you because you're following that direction and that encouragement. And I know that each one of us are led by the Spirit of God, but God also has set gift ministers up in the body. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, and they're there to perfect the saints, to give the instruction, to oversee, to give the encouragement. And like Paul instructed Titus where he was, he said, you know, the reason why I left you here in Crete was so that you set things in order. He left Timothy in Ephesus, and he said, make sure they don't teach anything than what you've learned, what I'm teaching you, so that everyone's on the same page, everyone's receiving the same truth. And we need the sound doctrine, because doctrine is how we believe rightly. If we're getting wrong doctrine, then we're going to practice wrongly, right? So we're going to get the wrong results. We want God's results. So I just really encourage you, whatever you're learning, make it your own. Prove it to yourself that it works. Prove that this is what the scripture is saying. Even though it's been taught to you, make it your own. Get established with those truths, and then just prove it by applying it. So these things have come up through different people I've been ministering to and speaking with Jason and on different subjects, and these things just come up, and God was really given a direction with this. So I encourage you, if you've just taken a class, whoever might be listening, or you've just taken a subject or a weekend in the Word, don't move away from that until you proved it to yourself. And you can listen to other teachings. I'm not saying you can't listen to other teachings, but let your focus be on what you've just received, and then be a doer of that what you've received. You know, not because we hear so many teachings, and we can listen to so many people that we get confused and then we get discouraged when things are not happening, because we're listening to that one, this one, this person, that person, this ministry, that ministry. Be focused where you are, receive what you're receiving, and then if you hear other things, then that's great, and if it builds your faith, that's great, but again, prove it to yourself, whatever you're learning. So that's what I wanted to share tonight, so just to encourage, and God's been blessing us here, and we've had a great day today, we've had great weather.
So I was told by my boss at the end of last week that next week, as of Monday, I'll be in Downend for a week. And I have to be real honest, this really troubled me. Really troubled me. I've just got used to my round. And anybody that's been a driver and done deliveries, you know, once you get used to your round, you know exactly where you're going. You can put your things in order. And when I first started, I think it took me 5 or 6 hours. And now I can do it in like 2 hours. But, and I guess there's going to be a testimony next week about it. But in my heart, I was really troubled because he's actually taken me out of my round, putting me in Downend. He's taken a guy from Horfield, putting him into my round, and he doesn't know my round. And I really couldn't understand why he didn't just take the guy out of Horfield and put him in Downend. Like, why move us all around, you know, just for this accommodation? And my girls in work, they're not happy. Oh, you know, we're going to miss you. We're going to ring up your boss and say that you're a unique person, you're special. We've had nobody like you, and we don't want to lose you, and all these things. So that was a real boost, because obviously when we're working in our environment, it's good that we set an example and that there is something peculiar about us. You know, it's that Christ in us, and we make, when we're working in that environment, we actually are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are ministering without people realizing. You know, we pray for our jobs, we pray for the company. Anyway, so then today I had to ring up and get my orders for next week, and I sort of explained to him that I wasn't happy, in a sort of a roundabout way, and said, you know, I don't see why the guy from Horfield couldn't come and do Downend, you know, why we're suddenly being all changed around. And he said, because I know you're very good at your job, and Downend's a little more busier than your area, so I thought it would be easier, and it's closer to home for you. Well, I still couldn't see his logic, and as I said, it's troubled me, but I really do believe that there'll be a big testimony for next week, because obviously I work there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. My faith is high, and I really believe that God's orchestrated this and that I'll get to see the benefit of me being in Downend next week instead of Seamills. So, you know, we have to, sometimes it's not that we're doing it in our own strength, but that God's working within the situation. You know, and I don't live far from Downend, but I don't know Downend. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I know where all the streets are, so it is all new to me. But I know that it's going to be fine, and I really do believe that something miraculous is going to happen, either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or all 4 days as well. You know, something's got to happen, because I'm so perturbed about it right now, but I know that God's going to make something good, turn this around from bad to good, so hold this spot for next week for the testimony.
Yeah, we can pray and believe along with you.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
That's great.
It'll be fine. So it's not a testimony yet, but it will be.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I got 2 new labourers.
Oh, you try to say Danny and Amber. I think you're their labourer. They brought you.
God worked in this situation to tell Lawrence to tell me to ring Danny. And I rang Daniel Obeidze, I was at a meeting. I was meek and humble, not blowing me in trumpet or nothing, but you know. Well, I just had a really good week work-wise. The weather's been great. I've been able to get back. I've been struggling all winter, and I finally got my rounds pretty much back in shape now.
Yeah.
And I'm still picking up work all the time. just doesn't stop coming in. And I don't know if all of you know what I did, but about just over a year, maybe a bit longer than that ago, each time I'm writing out my day's work on paper, I total up the page and I put plus at the end of the total, so I'm believing for more. So it's, let's say that there's 80 quid's worth of work on a page to do, I'll put £80 plus. Because I'm seeing another customer coming my way. And since I've been doing that, I'm not kidding, for the first 3 months I didn't see much, maybe a trickle of that, but after that it's just been coming in and coming in and coming in and coming in and coming in. And even if a customer has moved house and I can't get to their area, another one's replaced it straight away. I haven't had to do any canvassing, any door knocking. I used to have to knock doors to you know, to build up the rounds or to just fill up gaps here and there. But I've had to drop work where it's just been filling up in my own area and the area right next to me. And of course, with that kind of thing, you know, there's plenty of open doors. They're opening all the... Well, Danny, you've worked with me, haven't you? And
yeah.
Obviously Lawrence did it as well. We've seen the stuff that can happen, like rebuking storms and ministering healing and things like this. So yeah, it's been really great.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, God bless you. It's Scott.
God bless you, Scott. Welcome to Fellowship. Jason's just sharing what's going on with him.
God bless you, Scott.
And then we get back to you guys. Is that okay? Look, we get you to share.
Okay,
carry on, Jason.
Yeah, so hi, Scott. God bless. Oh, and God bless Kim as well.
God bless you.
I was just sharing how my work has been going. It's been a really tough winter, and I clean windows, and my rounds were a little bit out of shape date-wise. My dates were all over the place because it was just so hard trying to stay on top of it. But finally, this week I've been getting back on top of it. We've had beautiful weather. Sunshine every day all the way through, even when there was a threat of rain on the forecast. I know Lawrence dealt with it. He was telling me about it, and I just thought, that's cool. Yeah, we'll keep it going. And I was just saying how probably more than a year ago now, when I write my day's work out on a piece of paper, at the top of the page I total up, and I write the total at the top of the page. So if the total I'm doing for the day is £80, I used to write £80. But then I'm thinking about confession, and I'm starting to put £80 plus, because I want God to give me more work. And for the first, say, 3 months or something, it was not much happening, maybe a trickle, if that at the most. But after that, it's just come pouring in, month after month after month. In fact, the past 2 years, God hasn't stopped supplying me, really, with new customers, new work. And if I lose a customer because they moved house or because they decide to stop having it done, either I've already picked up another customer beforehand to replace it, or I picked one up straight after. And I used to do a lot of door knocking to get more work, but I haven't had to do any for a long time now. It's just people been coming up to me. And we know as believers that we're working heartily as to God, not to man. So we're doing the best job we can do. And whatever line of work we're into, we should shine. We should stand out.
Especially if you're window cleaning.
Especially if you're window cleaning, yeah, quite right, Lawrence. But we should be standing out more than the unbelievers do. And I know that wherever I've worked, I've had so many people say to me they've had a window cleaner, he wasn't that good. So I've had a lot of people come onto my books and that they haven't left. And it's great because there's a lot of open doors there on the job as well, to share, to pray for people, to rebuke the weather conditions or whatever it is, and to learn to walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, basically, but also to show that love to other people. So yeah, I've had to ditch work that I was doing that was further out, because my own area and the area next to me has just been built up and built up and built up to the point it's almost overflowing. I'm saying to God, you're going to have to give me staff soon. I want to supervise. So, take a little backseat, get somebody else to do it, I don't know. Or just have some help, bring more money into the household, you know, into the ministry. But yeah, it's been really fantastic. And something that really blessed me, was it today or yesterday? I was on a road around the corner from me, and I've chatted to this guy before a lot of times, actually, about the word. He's Irish, he's about 80 years old, and he suffers from emphysema. And I've said to him he can be healed, I've said to him God loves you. He doesn't believe in it because religion put him off, basically. And all the things he sees go on in the world has kind of put him off the idea of there being a God. He has three sons. I know one of them I've spoken to before. I had a long conversation with him. He's got more of a scientific mind, but hey, what the heck? We can still get around that with the word, you know, with the gospel. But he hasn't moved from that. And then one time I went there, and the old guy's brother was digging his garden up, doing stuff in his garden for him. And it turns out he's a minister in Ireland. And of course, he found out what I do. He said, "Can I come with you to fellowship?" Remember that, Lawrence?
Yeah.
And he joined us for fellowship. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
And one of my customer's sons drove us up here. He didn't come in though. and out of the three sons, I've only met two of them, and only had a real chance to speak to one of them. But the other one knows what I'm about anyway. But the other one, I never really had the opportunity to chat to him. Well, he was the only one there when I went there yesterday or today. And so I ended up having a chat to him for ages. And he believes in the science side of things. He calls himself an atheist and all this. But I just shared with him and showed him the difference between what religion really is. It's man-made. And he looked up afterwards and said, "Well, so I've got a religion then, haven't I?" I said, "Yeah, to be honest, you have." But it was just really neat. It really blessed me because they're a lovely family. And I keep saying to God, "Come on, Lord, you've got to get these guys saved. Something's got to happen with them." You know, because I just got compassion for them, loads of compassion for them. But it really blessed me a lot because it's like God's brought them each one out to me one by one in turn. And there's been a good opportunity just to have a chat with them, to share with them. And this guy was really listening as well and taking on board the stuff. I think he's weighing a lot of things up himself in his own mind and trying to discern, you know, what is right in the world and what is not. But yeah, just a real blessing just to have that happen. It's just great. So.
That's brilliant.
That's great, Jason. I just got a quick testimony to share. I put my audio teachings up on a Sunday, usually, of the teachings that are already on the blog, and basically, can you shut the door there, Dan? I put the teachings on the blog, and through the Podbean, you can actually download the audio file. But someone put a private comment, but you can only view the comments if you download the app. And so the comment was this: they put, "These teachings have been so liberating, they are literally saving my life. Healing a rare form of lung cancer, mesothelioma or something." So this guy, I don't know who he is, his initials is WZ22M. That's his user's name. And basically he's just saying that the teachings that he's listening to is literally saving his life, and he's being healed from lung cancer. So see, like, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. And I was just sharing, Scott, just before you come, how about that, what God has been showing me through talking with other believers like Jason and other people, and also from my experience, that we, you know, it's, you know, when Paul talks about that people, you know, they have itching ears, they go from teacher to teacher. And we were just talking about all these different classes that we've done and are going through. And once a class is done, then we just move on to the next subject. And really, it's just like, instead of going from teacher to teacher, it's like going from teaching to teaching. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says that we're to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. And so we've just done the seminar on the Faith and Confession series. And I'm staying in that topic, even though I might do other teachings like I did on the blog yesterday. I put a teaching up on about healings for you right now. I also incorporate the faith and confession that goes with that. But to prove all things to ourselves, we need to not. We can do it in two ways. One, by studying what we've just learned, so we can prove it by the scriptures like they did in Acts 17:11, and also by the application of that word. So I've done this teaching before many years ago on faith and confession, and a lot of people said it can't work, you know, it doesn't work. But did they actually practice it? And when I've actually spoken to them, they haven't really practiced the faith or the confession side of it, so it doesn't work for them. But it doesn't mean to say the word is not true. But if we, you know, to prove it to ourselves, we work the scriptures ourselves, but we also practice the doing of it. And faith is released by our actions and by our confession also. So these are the things I was just encouraging, that, you know, we should really learn what we've received and make it our own. And we can ask God for wisdom, and, you know, and he will give us that wisdom so that we can have the understanding of it. Just like when I took a class many years ago, a foundational class, it took me years to work that stuff. Even though I was learning in the meantime, my focus was more on the foundational things, learning the new things that I was never taught before. So I would encourage anyone listening to this teaching tonight, this sharing, this fellowship, the whole fellowship and the teaching tonight, you know, really, you know, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Prove the word works for you. Prove the word is true in your own life and living. Then you'll be so convinced, and, you know, that you would never back down upon it. Like I would never back down on this faith of confession. It's all through the scriptures. And Jesus Christ also taught his disciples these things. So I just wanted to just catch you up. And Kim was sharing about her work situation. She's got another opportunity to believe God in that. She's been moved to another area temporarily, which she doesn't know. It's not logical. And so she asked her boss, but obviously she's got to be, you know, respect her boss and do what he wants. So, but she's believing for a great outcome and great results from the change for next week. So we're keeping that in our prayers also. And then you just heard Jason, and then Kim Hiley was sharing how God has opened up doors in the church that he goes to share with others and to bless others. So God is really at work, and I'm so excited tonight also because my son Danny and my daughter-in-law, or my daughter I call her, Amber, is here tonight. And these guys work hard. They're up very early and they go to bed early, but it was really in their hearts to come and start coming back to the fellowship, just to have the fellowship with one another. And they was going to surprise me, but and they was going to surprise everyone. But Jason's bus was held up because of an accident on the M4. And Jason rung me, and he said, I can't get up. And I said, well, Danny's got my car. I said, give Danny a ring. So in the end, it spoiled the bit of, not spoiled it, but it was like, Jason coming, he said, I brought two hot labourers with me. So anyway, we're having fun here, and we're really blessed, and God really is doing something here, and doing something in the people's hearts that are connecting up, listening to the teachings, the things that we're sharing, and we're also learning from you guys, and we're very encouraged that you join us on Skype. And anyone that's listening to us, you're welcome to join us on Skype. It's on a Thursday, it's at 7 o'clock GMT time, Greenwich Mean Time, if you're in another country. I usually put a link on my Facebook that you can just click it and then add yourself into the Skype. So, yeah, so that was what's... You're up to date with everything, Scott. Is there anything you want to share, brother?
Well, it's just so encouraging, And it really builds faith just to hear the modern testimonies, just like some of the testimonies you just shared. I believe there was a cancer testimony and a few others. The Word of God, and what we read, what happened over 2,000 years ago, in the epistles, all those testimonies, we're still in that grace administration. So, not only do we read the Word and read all those great testimonies that the apostles shared about, but we have our own modern day testimonies to build faith too, and that's very encouraging when you hear those testimonies. Because when somebody else is in need of healing or deliverance, we can share those testimonies with other people and encourage them.
Yeah.
So I thought that's just awesome.
Wonderful. That's really great. Thanks for sharing, bro. Yeah, God is just really good. And, you know, it's our book of Acts now. We're continuing writing the book of Acts. No, God's at work. We are in the age of grace. It's God's favor. And is by his grace, it's by his favor, and you know, really, it's not by our own efforts or ability, but we allow the Spirit of God to work in us. You know, we know what his Word says to us, and we allow his Spirit to work in us, and we're led of the Spirit of God. And when we allow God to lead us, and that we trust in him, and when we're trusting him, he can lead us. And when we do what he puts in our hearts to do, then great things can happen. You know, we become very bold, we become very confident. All this week I've been confessing and praying that more people will start coming back to the fellowship, because I know a lot of people are busy and a lot of people have their time taken up, but the fellowship is very important. We've been called to one body. We're one body of Christ, like I mentioned last week, and we need each other. There's too many isolation of believers around the world, but this year is going to be the greatest year. 2018 is a special year, and I confessed it at the very beginning of the year. God put it in my heart. He gave me a theme for the fellowship, which is the just, the righteous us. The just live by faith, by believing, by trusting God. And so we don't go by what we're hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, or touching, the circumstances, the emotions, the feelings. And the adversary has certainly put these things on this year in different people that I know, especially myself. He's tried it on me, you know, making me feel isolated at times. But I'm not alone. I got God in Christ in me. I got the whole host of heaven, of angels, surrounding me. And I have an audience with God, and I can speak in tongues, and I got direct access to the Father. So we're very blessed. And, you know, the more we fellowship, the more we become hot, the more we confess his Word, the more hot we become. And, you know, we're not going to be discouraged. And so this week I've been confessing Romans. It's been a thing that I've been confessing about. There's no condemnation because I'm in Christ Jesus, and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law and sin and death. The condemnation is what came into the world when Adam and Eve fell. Okay, and what happened, what came in was sin, sickness, death, poverty, lack. All these things became available through Adam and Eve's disobedience and given the authority over to the enemy. But Jesus Christ won that back. And when we say what the Word of God says, we activate the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When we confess what the world says, we activate the law of sin and death. And I'll give you an example. So when someone gets sick, a believer gets sick, they go to the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, they find the promises of God, and they start confessing the promise of God to their situation. They start to confess healing Scriptures over them. And when they're doing that, what are they doing? They're activating that law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which we're in. Okay, and in that law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is the blessings, is the fellowship with God, is the abundance, is the healing, is the deliverance. That's the completeness being manifested in us and through us. And so this is what I've been seeing in the Scriptures, what God's been revealing to my heart, and it's becoming so real for me. And I've been doing this every day. We got the hot tub up in the garden now. And every night, 11 o'clock, 11:30, I get in that hot tub. I put the bubbles on. I relax. I turn the bubbles off. and then I'm just confessing these scriptures out. I'm confessing and saying what God says. I'm declaring that the word's moving through all the United Kingdom, the whole of Europe, throughout all the earth, all the inhabited places in the earth. People are going to hear the gospel, the power of God, about Jesus Christ. And I'm also confessing that great abundance is coming into this ministry so that we are free to move. That if we need to travel at any time, we need to go where God wants us to go. The resources are there, as well as our own needs being met, and as well as us being blessed to be a blessing to other people. And so it takes commitment, it takes faithfulness. It's, you know, as we do this, it's not hard work, because God is working in us, and we don't work to renew our minds. We just do what the Word of God says, and our minds are being renewed. It's by the power of God our minds are being renewed. And so these are the things that I've been really practicing this week, and I'm really, really blessed. And, we all have our down times as well, but, you know, I'm having more up times now. I'm saying what the Word says. And this Faith and Confession seminar that I've taught, I am practicing it, and I am proving it. Okay, not only through continual study on this subject, but also by my application of that. And I'm getting results, and things are happening. So when my son and daughter-in-law turn up tonight, this really thrilled me, because I've been confessing that. I've been confessing these guys in this living room. I've spoken into this living room by the power of God, and God's gone to work on those words and worked in their heart. I'm telling you, the Word of God works. And when we say what God says, then He is activated to work. When we say what the devil says, then he's activated to go to work. So this is the real, you know, thing of where it is, and it's in the scriptures. You can see it. God will open it up to you if you just ask him for his wisdom and say, Father, show me. So, yeah, anyway, I'm going to shut up now. So I got so much and too much to say, as always. So I hope that encouraged you anyway. I think what we'll do now, before we move on to the teaching that Kim's going to share again tonight, we'll have some prayers. We'll have manifestations, and then we get straight into the teaching. So if anyone would like to pray, whatever's in your heart, just give it to God. It's already yours. Just give it up to him. So, you guys on the Skype too, if you want to pray, just carry on.
Yeah, well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your gracious love and goodness towards us, God, and just how you have handpicked us and how you have chosen us this day, and just really proven your love for your Son Jesus Christ. I just truly thank you for everyone in this room, that you would bless them mightily, Father. I thank you for everyone on Skype, that you would bless them mightily in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you would truly show forth your love, and that you would continue to communicate with us, Father, that you would lead us, that you would guide us, and that we could be of one heart and one mind, Father, that we can be in likeness and in fellowship, God. And I just thank you for everything that you do, everything, how you teach us, how you prune us, and I just thank you that we can continue to be patient, and that we can act upon what we hear, and that we can make it our own in this life, God, as is a short life and a quick life. And we just thank you that we can just be faithful to you, and that you, that every step that we take is with you and your Son, and that we've got to understand in life that we have to be patient, and that we have to really walk with one another in love and just share lots of love, Father, because we are in a dark and corrupt world. And I just thank you that we can be that light that you've placed within us, God, and that you can help us, and that even if we, you know, screw up, Father, or whatever we do, that that's never a hindrance to know your love and your faithfulness towards us, Father. So I just thank you for that. I thank you that there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And I just thank you that we can just really understand who you are and what you've done for your Son, and that you would help us and to understand that, and that you would continue to reveal, because we don't know everything, Father, but we're humble to hear from you, and humble to learn, and to, you know, do your will, God. So I just thank you for everyone here, and I just thank you that you would bless each person, Father, whatever's going on in their hearts and minds, and whatever going on in their personal life, Father, that you would just always do what you promised, Father, that you would be that still, quiet, small voice when things might seem loud and dark, Father, that you're there and you've placed that still, quiet voice within our hearts, God, and that you would just bless each and every one of us, that we can have just an open mind to love with your perfect love, the agape love, the same love that Jesus Christ gave to us when he sacrificed himself and that he went through what he went through. I just thank you that we can have that like-mindedness of heart, of joy, and just what you've provided within our Holy Spirit, God. So I just thank you for all these things, and it's a pleasure to be here with your brothers and sisters in Christ and just to be in the presence of you. And I just thank you for your making your presence known right now, Father, that you would just send your peace in each and every one of our hearts, and that you would just really move and shake the earth, Father, spiritually. And I just really thank you for this. I thank you for everything that you do, and we give you glory, we give you praise, and we forget not that the Lord Jesus Christ is our King, whom we serve as one body. So I thank you for this, God, in the most powerful name of Jesus Christ, with all my heart, I mean it, and I just thank you for all that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for the laborers that couldn't get here tonight. I thank you for that your hand is upon their lives. And I thank you that, you know, wherever they are, you know where they're at anyway. So I just thank you for giving them great peace in their hearts to know that you're still with them. And I just thank you for the lives that are getting touched just because one person stands for you and for Jesus Christ. And I thank you that you know how to add, you know how to multiply, Father, and it's all about salvation, it's all about saving people's lives, both in the physical sense and in the mental sense and in the spiritual sense, in every aspect, complete wholeness. And I just thank you that we have that. And you know, it's like Kim was saying earlier, when we go out to work, we're being a blessing already. We're already ministering just by being there. And I know, Father, that where we go, we're still on holy ground because we've got Holy Spirit. And people see it and they don't understand what they're seeing at times. It's obscure to them. But I just thank you, Father, for working in more people's hearts. Nudge more people's heartstrings, Father, that we've got what they need. We've got what they really need, which is the words that will reconcile them back to you through Jesus Christ. And that they can understand that they can have this, what we've got. Just like we were in darkness before, as people in darkness now. So I just thank you, Father, for bringing the people before us that you know each one of us will be able to effectively minister to bring that salvation to you, Father. And each one of us, though we're in Christ, we're different, and we've all got different ways and you've worked in us different characteristics so that you can reach out to everybody. And I just thank you for putting everybody before us, Lord, so that we can do that effective ministering as you want us to do it through Jesus Christ. I thank you for blessing Lawrence and Kim again for opening their home tonight, and working in Kim mightily for great teaching that's going to just hit the needs of everybody. I thank you for blessing Scott and Kim Hailey on the Skype hookups, Lord, and if there's anybody else listening, and thank you for blessing them too. And truly, we are an encouragement to each other. And there's not one person that can say they're not needed, because they are desperately needed. Even though we might belittle ourselves in our minds at times, Father, I know you never belittle anyone. So I thank you again, just for a great time tonight. I thank you for iron sharpening iron and a great fellowship. through the through your powerful, wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen. Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful fellowship tonight, for your faithfulness to us. I thank you, Father, that great is your faithfulness, Father, and that your compassions are new every morning, Father, and new mercies we see all the time, God, that you are such a loving, mighty, heavenly Father. You know our every need, Father. You know every hair upon our head. And that, Father, that you are blessed with us. And even though sometimes we might give ourselves a hard time, and we might do stupid things or say stupid things or act in silly ways, Father, your love for us is unfailing. And I thank you, Father, when we focus in on you, then we're ready to move. Any time that we focus with you, we're ready to go. Because, Father, you filled us and you've clothed us with power from on high so that we can live and move and have our being in you, that we can speak forth the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, that we can bring wholeness, deliverance and healing and joy and blessings, Father, to those that are sat in darkness and to the body of Christ also. I thank you, Father, like it says in Isaiah, that the Lord has led forth his people with joy and his chosen ones are singing. And I thank you, Father, that you have put a song in our heart and that we're blessed, Father. And we thank you that you have truly blessed us and that we're completely, completely in Christ. We're complete in every area. We're not lacking. And when we just focus our minds on who we are, then that completeness starts to manifest in our life. Thank you for making us witnesses of the truth, that we got testimonies, Father, that your power is at work in our life, that your word works to those that believe, Father, that your working, that your desire is all men to be saved, that you want every single person to be saved, Father, that your goodness is to everyone. And sometimes, Father, we can get a little bit narrow-minded because of other people's stands and belief systems. But when we walk with that love of you and our renewed mind, Father, then we see way beyond those things. And we just thank you that, again, it's all about your wonderful grace, your wonderful love, your wonderful kindness. So I thank you for blessing everyone in this fellowship tonight. I thank you for blessing the people that couldn't make it tonight and the people on Skype that couldn't make it. And I thank you for blessing the people that have joined us here tonight on Skype. I thank you for rising up your people, rising us up in your areas, and for giving us committed men, Father, that we can teach to others also. Give us faithful men and women, Father, that are desiring, that are going to do the things that you've instructed us from your word and what you're working in this day and time to do. And I thank you for these things. I thank you for blessing the believers in Norway, in Finland, in Germany, in USA, the POW, India, and the whole of the world, France, Father, and France, Spain, all the believers there, Father, all the people that are coming to the blog, Father, bless them greatly. Open their eyes, Father, to the new people that are coming. I thank you that you're bringing them by the thousands there, God. And we know it's a work of your grace again, because we can't do nothing in and of ourselves. But what you put in our hearts to do and what we know to do by your word. So I thank you for this wonderful night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do any of you guys on Skype want to pray?
Father, I just thank you for your loving and comfort presence. Father, I mean, wonder of your love for us, the testimonies of the always come through for us. So, hearts and campus, going for you, Father. I just want to thank you for down in Nicaragua with Bambi, and we're already seeing in that situation. So,
you
sorry, I got cut off.
Yeah, you just a little bit of a drag there, yeah. Okay. Right, so was someone...
In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, praise God. Would someone like to speak in tongues and interpret, please?